Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who's an economist with Harvard and studies both the commercial building market and the housing market. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. It's been a little while since we've talked. I think we'll focus mostly on housing today, but so let's get one thing out of the way. Just real quick, one of your roles, one of the hats you wear, is you're the economist for the American Institute of Architecture, and there's this billing index that comes out every month. The last billing index, I believe, was for April, and the numbers were down below 50. Am I right there?
Well, there's actually one more, Kemp. Our May number came out, and the number was even further below 50, down at 45.8. So we now have two negative numbers in our index after five straight monthly increases. So beginning to be a pattern here, kind of a strong first quarter, weak second quarter. This is now the third year in a row that we've seen that pattern develop, and it certainly is reflecting, I think, what's going on in the broader economy, the sort of stop-and-go nature of this, strong jobs numbers in the first quarter of the year, weaker jobs numbers in April and May is being reflected in our billings index. So we're not on a strong recovery path yet. Kind of hope we might see some momentum building here, but it looks like it's going to be two steps ahead, one step back for a while to go yet.
You know, when you think about a publisher and the mindset of where we come from, we've become somewhat historians, and I'll tell you, just going back and looking, and I'm sure you can confirm this, that when you look at recessions and recoveries of recessions, it's usually the housing market that pulls us out of the recession, and so we really can't expect the commercial market to heat up until this housing things get corrected. Is that your
thought? I think you're exactly right, Kemp, and I think some of the federal policymakers are starting to pick up on what you already know, is that we need to have a strong residential market to have a strong economic recovery. Housing typically accounts for 30% or 40% of economic growth in the early years of a recovery, and until recently, housing has been a negative, much less a 30% or 40% pop in the market. So housing's getting better. We'll talk about that. It's not going to play the role it has historically, and because of that, we can't expect the magnitude of the upturn and the speed of the upturn we've seen in previous recoveries.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and move toward that. You've just released a study. It's called The State of the Nation's Housing 2012, just released on June 14th, so it's just a couple weeks old. You can go actually to your website, which is the jchs.harvard.edu. Go to the research tab, pull it down, and there it is, and it's free. I guess JCHS stands for Joint
Center for Housing Study. Yeah, let me just repeat that, Kemp. www.jchs for Joint Center for Housing Studies. harvard.edu, and you can download that report for free. And you know, hopefully a very readable document. We try to keep it non-technical, keep it focused on the big issues that are out there.
All right, so let's talk. I mean, you've just done this thorough research. I know you looked at all the different sectors, multifamily, single family. One of the things that I've been saying for a long time is people are waiting in the sidelines. They've been taught you buy low. So this Case-Shiller index is really a pretty key index, because when home values stop falling, the right time to get in. So where do we stand there, you think?
Well, let me just amplify that point, too. When house prices stop falling, when they reach a bottom, coupled with the fact when financing costs are low, and you have the situation now that really is unprecedented, and I think for most Americans, probably the best time that they'll ever see, the best conditions they'll ever see for buying a home. We've seen a 30-35% decline in house prices nationally from their peak in 2006. And coupled with that, we have record low mortgage rates. You can get a 30-year fixed rate mortgage for low single digits now, numbers we've never seen before, or obviously not since the Great Depression, and most of us weren't around then to buy a home. So really very favorable conditions now to purchase, to make that decision. And as you say, people are still standing on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm. So what's going to get them to jump into the pool?
Number one, that was the optimistic scenario I just presented. A lot of folks have tried to qualify for mortgages, and banks are much more restrictive these days, so it's very difficult to get a mortgage. Number two, appraisers are pretty conservative. You or I might go out and look to buy a house and agree on a price with the seller, and the appraiser comes in and says, nope, not penciling out for that amount. We're not going to give a loan for that amount, because they're using a lot of distressed homes, foreclosed homes, as comparables in that market to value that home. So there are problems for those that want to, and there's a lot of others that say, I'm worried about my job, I'm worried about the economy. economy. I'm worried that house prices might fall even lower, and I might buy a home, and it'll be worth $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 less next month or next quarter. So still a lot of nervousness out there as to whether we're really in a recovery mode or not.
Remember when the bank used to treat you like a customer?
Well, the rule now is, Kemp, that they'll lend it to you if you don't really need it. And if you do need it, they won't lend it to you. So the things have changed out there a little bit.
Oh, I know. Right now I'm going through a refinance just to save a point and a half. And, I mean, that's worthwhile. The guys are acting like they're doing me a favor.
Absolutely, and requiring a couple reams of paper, of documents, to confirm what you've done, everything you've done over the last 5 years.
Talk a little bit about the statistics. You've done some research, and it's in the state of the nation's housing. You asked some young people about whether or not they wanted to own a house. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, that's the concern. The concern is that, you know, it's younger households that, you know, number one, are living at home increasingly because of problems that they've faced, of households that have been foreclosed and having trouble getting credit, of households that just, you know, may say owning a home is too risky. I can lose a lot of money. I have friends that lost a lot of money, and maybe renting is safer. So we have seen this dramatic increase in renting over the last 5 years. The national home ownership rate has gone from almost 70% at the peak of the market, middle part of last decade, down now below 66%, about 65.5% with the most recent reading from the federal government. And the sense is that it's going to go even lower, down to 64-63% before we hit a bottom there. So some pretty dramatic changes in terms of housing decisions that folks are making. But as you point out, you know, a lot of survey work, when you ask them what their plans are long term and what their attitudes are towards home ownership, they remain very positive. So we're reading this as a bit of a pause, people catching their breath, rethinking what's going on out there, but ultimately, as they get married and have families, are going to pursue home ownership again.
Just to ground your percentage of ownership, one of the interesting things I find about that is that 64 number was actually the prevailing number in the 80s and all the way through to the mid-90s. So it may be the watermark, you know?
Well, I think you're making an excellent point that, you know, the most recent memory a lot of folks have on the housing market is sort of this 2000 to 2006 period where, you know, home prices were increasing 6, 8, 10% per year. A lot of people were buying homes that never would have even thought seriously about buying homes in prior periods just because it looked like such a great investment, looked like this might be the last time they could get on that housing escalator before it stopped. I think you're making a very good point that we need to go back to the 70s, 80s, and 90s to get a better benchmark for this. And you're right, home ownership rate of 64, 65% was more typical. But I do think, and we point this out in the report, Kemp, if you look at age-specific home ownership rates, they're a lot lower for younger households than they were 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. You know, somewhat surprisingly, a lot higher for households age 65 plus. Seniors have seen an increase in their home ownership, fairly dramatic increase over the last 10 or 15 years, and even over the last 5 years with the downturn in the housing market. So different groups have been affected by this housing market situation very differently than others.
Actually, as we approach that age, Kermit, you and I, you know, those are the wise people, right?
Well, or lucky people. I'll chalk it up to wisdom, Kemp, but never hurts to buy a home and get 20 years of appreciation before the market collapses. And so we can say it was wisdom, but I think there might be an element of luck in that, too.
So your outlook toward the future, just as a summary of this report, is upbeat, isn't it?
Yeah, we think the market has finally begun to recover after a very steep downturn and sort of, you know, 2 or 3 years of treading water. It looks like we're finally on an upward path, but it's going to be a slow dig out. You know, we here, Kemp at the Joint Center, believe that, you know, the steady state in terms of home building is 1.5, 1.6, maybe even 1.7 million new homes a year. We built 600,000 last year, and consensus for this year is maybe 750,000. So we are at best halfway back to where we should be in terms of level of home building. So we've got a very steep and long mountain to climb here. We think we've begun that journey, but it's going to be several years before we get back to the top of it.
Okay, great. Kermit, appreciate you spending time with us. Again, been talking to Kermit Baker, who's a Harvard economist and the senior research fellow with the Joint Center of Housing Studies at Harvard University, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.